Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Straight Talk for the Soul series, your vibrational, multidimensional vitamin for the body, mind, and spirit. I'm Carrie Murphy, your host, creator, and founder of this global broadcast and brilliant community of light. I do want to extend a bright and a very beautiful good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all of you tuning in from around the world to join the beautiful Crystal Hughes and myself. We're going to talk about your higher self, activating the light codes of the heart for awakening to your higher self. Crystal will be offering live light body readings later. A couple questions to keep in mind are, how does my light body flow energy, and what may be blocking that? So Crystal is amazing at these readings. So press star 2 on your phone to raise your hand, or you can ask your question in our webcast online. So welcome home, luminous light leaders, love activators, starlight messengers. This is your safe haven. It is a sacred space and a soulful sanctuary for connection and renewal and restoration. It is a unity community to empower you and liberate you. And we're here today to provide support and clarity and relief and energetic tools and resources to harmonize your life, ignite the divine within you, and just light you up on your ascension journey. I do want to ask my favorite question, and that is, what is the best that could happen today? Well, let's intend to see, hear, communicate, and perceive clearly as we open our hearts and really listen in a purely receptive state so that we can take in the activating information and messages and energy that will ignite us, awaken us, and liberate us in new ways. I encourage you to set a personal intention for what you wish to experience. My personal intention with our gathering today is to be a clear ray of divine light and love, a pure transmitter of God consciousness, and an immaculate instrument of the divine in selfless service for boundless miracles to unfold. And also for soulfully soothing, harmonizing energy to flow through my voice and this sacred energetic space with grace and ease, welcoming and inviting in the highest divine support and participation throughout our time together. So I encourage you to sit back and relax and breathe, open, and receive. Allow me to ask you a few questions to get you ready for the call with Crystal today. Do you feel close to embodying your higher self consciousness, but something still feeling off? Do you want to know where to actually access this intangible consciousness and fully become encoded so that life flows more easily? Well, the secret lies in the heart. There is a special portal known to the ancients that you can actually access, taking you through the cosmic gateway. This opens your intuitive passageway to draw your higher self-consciousness down into your body container. And beautiful Crystal is here to help us with that today. She's a multidimensional visionary, a medium, an energetic intuitive, and she specializes in energetic healing and rapid transformation. And she offers these lightning-fast, laser-focused readings that go directly to the core of an issue, and you're going to experience that today. So it's really exciting when she comes to play. We have a lot to talk about with regard to the higher self, so let's go ahead and dive in. Please join me in extending waves and waves of love, light, and joy to Crystal as I welcome her back to the show. So welcome back, beautiful.
Hello to you, beautiful, and all you beautiful lights. And can I say ditto on the intention that you have for today? That is so beautiful and gorgeous and lovely, just like you. So thank you for your shining light. Thank you for bringing us together, all of our hearts. You know, they're just happy. They're happy to be here. This is such a beautiful space. So thank you very much for having me. It really is my pleasure.
Oh, I love it when you're here. And I love what we're talking about, channeling the higher self accurately and beautifully and clearly. So let's dive in. Why did you choose this particular topic for today, and why is it important?
Yes. I think it's what we all yearn for, that we literally feel the depth of this yearning to connect with the divine through our own cosmic soul essence. That's what's going on right now. There's a stirring up over the last 20 years. This stirring, right? It's like it started stirring back then, and now it's gotten to become this bigger wave. And we feel the wave wanting to carry us away and to carry us into this beautiful path of expression of our higher self, of our soul purpose. And so right now we're at a place where the vibrational frequencies, as they're entering, have a very direct and specific purpose. And we want to be ready for that, because awakening to your higher self is really about bringing energy down into your body, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's about the descension of the higher self consciousness. So I know, because I've been there. I've been at that place where, you know, it's like you pray, come on, universe, please. I'm ready to awaken to my higher self. I want to be able to be accurate with my intuition. I want to be specific. I want to have clarity. I want to be a vessel of truth. I want to know this. Let it be so. And so it is, right? But that's where I was. And again, it happened for me so many years ago on my path, and having someone tell me even, you are a clairvoyant, you're an intuitive, you're a healer, go heal. And I had no idea what that meant. Mm-hmm. It's so frustrating to not know how to get there. What am I supposed to be doing? You know, where do I look? You know, like internally, what do I do?
Sounds great, but how do I do it? Yeah.
Yeah. Do I have to do one more yoga pose? What do I need to do? And so that's why I've chosen this right now, because I think we all want to understand the path, understand it a little bit more. And my gift is really seeing you as your higher self and then observing what is not allowing for that full embodiment. And so if I can bring that to you today, you know, that's my pleasure, really. It really is, because I want to help you get to that place where, you know, I am now, and all the way take you by the hand along this journey so that it's easier for you than it was for me.
How long have you been doing this work now, Crystal?
Well, it was, you know, it started 20 years ago, and I came out of really a horrific experience in relationship. I went through an abusive relationship, came out the other side on my knees, and really saying to the divine in a very strong voice, that's it. You know, I am not going to play a victim anymore. You need to tell me what my purpose is, and I want it now. And I will do whatever it takes, but you need to deliver that to me now. And literally within months, I actually was on my path, going to school, taking metaphysics and also behaviorism, and learning about consciousness, learning about the mind and how it works. And then all of a sudden, I would say probably within 6 months from that time is when I actually started popping open my gifts. And it was kind of, you know, it was one of those things where I went into denial because I didn't understand it. And for me, my mind, because I've got such a logical mind as well, I have to know what's behind all this. I needed to understand it so that I could engage my mind to be on board. And then that actually helped to allow the release of the density and to open to the experience of welcoming it in. Like, I had to be on board with my own self. Even though my heart was yearning for it, my mind wasn't yet there. My mind was afraid. I had a huge fear of public speaking. And when someone told me, oh, you know, you're a healer, go heal, and your picture is going to be all over screens and this and that, You know, well, 20 years ago, I thought that meant me on TV. I didn't know it meant through computer screens. You know, so it scared me. It kind of freaked me out. Like, what? You know, no. Because I was kind of the behind-the-scenes girl, you know? Like, I don't want to be out there. So, yeah, it's a journey. And now I understand that it's organic. It has to be natural and organic. The universe isn't going to push you out there before you're ready. But also, you don't want to be the one preventing that energy from coming in because of the fears and the density that you're holding.
Mm-hmm. So when we're talking about the higher self, and clearly you developed access to your higher self at some point along that journey, and then expanded into all of this, working with Metatron's cube, I mean, all kinds of things. It's pretty fascinating, the multidimensional nature of the work that you do, Crystal. But, and we could go down that path. but let's steer back into the higher self. If someone is wondering, maybe they're new to a community like this and they're kind of like, I keep hearing that phrase. I keep hearing that. What is that? What is that? Is that, my God self? Is that my, what is it? So from your perspective, what is the higher self?
Yes, it actually, it's part of your multidimensional nature. It vibrates within a higher dimensional range. In other words, that consciousness is a bridge between your 3D self reality and these higher dimensions, where when we talk about the higher dimensions, it's just a vibratory experience that's different than what we're experiencing here. And it really is the gatekeeper that stands at the gate, allowing your guides and your angelic help and their wisdom to come through you. That consciousness has to navigate around the density in your body, though, right? And so when we look at this, if you think about it literally as this vibrational experience, the wisdom of your soul and the cosmic essence, what's happening is it's on that descension journey. And so the body becomes the container for that consciousness to come in. And we're looking, our job is really to look at what's in the way that's preventing that consciousness to descend and utilize the body container. And the body container is literally the physical body, but also I'm speaking about the container of the energetic structures, right? These are the chakras that draw in the life force energy. The chakras also support us in our journey of our soul. In other words, the maturity, right? So each of the chakras relates to the lessons that we need to go through, you know, and overcome any kind of issue that relates to that, working our way up. But also you've got the energetic field, the aura. So when we look at our container, we're looking at our body, we're looking at the chakras, we're looking at the aura. And are we focusing in on that container and supporting the container and being strong? Because most of us, we've been beaten down in some way, right? Whether it's a controlling person in our life, or like me, having an abuser, or, you know, not being good enough from one of our parents, or whatever has happened. Our body takes a hit and our energetic system takes a hit, and our mind likes to create stories about that. And it prevents that higher self, that cosmic soul essence, from really coming down and in. So the higher self, when that cosmic soul essence completes that descension journey, the light codes get completely ignited. Boom. It's like flipping on the switch, right? It's like you've had a dormant factory that's been sitting around and all the parts haven't been used in a while, you know, and then we flip it up, and that's where you start to really open the intuitive passageways. And I like to always say these intuitive passageways, it's like having this huge mansion and a whole wing of that mansion, what hasn't been used in years. you know, and really it hasn't been used in lifetimes. And then suddenly we start to bring the consciousness in so that you have a greater understanding, a connection. You've got your guidance. You've got that wisdom. You have the knowingness. And it's like taking the cobwebs off of the doors and opening the doors and letting the light in. And suddenly you realize you thought you were really small. And you are large, you're big, you're beautiful, there's brilliance in you. This wisdom that wants to flow through you is ancient, right?
Yes,
but we have to know that right now there's a big disconnect. We feel confused a lot of times, and we can feel frustrated a lot of times because we just don't know where we're at along the path. Are we doing the right thing?
It's so as you were sharing that, it reminded me, Crystal, of years ago when I was writing a whole lot more than I am now, and I used to write about this concept of so often we live in this consciousness shack, and so the idea is to have this consciousness mansion, and you know, every day just expand into new wings. And when you said that, I was
there,
like, yes, that. And so that is symbolic of our light body expanding, and it just is so beautiful. And that's part of what you help people do, so they don't feel confused or lost or frustrated. And we're going to be doing in a little while some of these light body readings, because describe for people what happens in a light body reading, what you're able to see.
Sure. So one of the most important things is really, again, to have your container ready and available, right? You're at the ready. And again, your heart is saying that. I'm ready. Let the light come in, you know? but what I found was the science behind intuition. And when I was asked a long time ago to, you know, tell them, how does someone intuit? Right? That was the question posed to me. How does someone intuit? How do we actually use our intuition? Wow, that was really cool for me, because as I can see holographically, like, what's going to come up? What's going to pop up? And this is what happened, is that I actually saw specifically have a vertical column, and some people think of it like the personality, right? Like, we look at your vertical column, and those are the people that are highly connected with downloads of information. They work in the subtle frequency realm, right? These are the people that have the knowing of things before, you know, it's like the premonitions, like they look at you and they say something and you go, how did you know that? Right. Mm-hmm. And then we've got the people that flow that energy through their body horizontally, which are really the ones that are to take the information either from their own vertical channel or other verticals and bring it out to the world. Right. So we see that there's ways, specific ways, and we have specific structures that we need to observe to share with people, because if you're a vertical and you're trying to function as a horizontal, thinking that you have to be the one to take this information out into the world, that creates pressure, and it actually creates resistance, and it will have you actually in lockdown mode. So we have to see your personality. How does your light body wish you to flow the energy? And we also have to look at how your awareness sits in your body. We need to look at your grounded energy. We have to look at your clairs. Which of your clairs comes first? Which one comes second? Which one comes third? Right? If you think that you are someone who is, you know, getting the intuitive hits and is in the knowing, but you're ignoring your clairaudience, then your clairgnostic isn't going to work in the proper way. It's not going to give you the results that you desire. It's going to give you partial truth. It's going to give you half of the puzzle, right? And I want you to have the whole puzzle. So to look into your energy and to see where the blockage is in the light body and how it's disabling the construction, if you will, the expression of the expansion of the light body, then that's like gold, because we can start there and we can see what needs to be shifted. And I can train you to know, hey, this is what, Claire, you're supposed to be paying attention to first. Stop doing that old habit of trying to protect yourself. You know, you're meant to be, let's say, a feeling person and a clairsentient person. Maybe you've been wounded and you feel too much and now you're overwhelmed and now you've shut it down. Or maybe as a child you used your clairvoyance just naturally and then it got scary and you shut that down and you haven't opened it. So I can look at you. I can read specifically what Claire is first, how your energy should be flowing. And that's going to support you knowing how to use your intuition to become your higher self and to then live out your greatest purpose.
Mm-hmm. All the things that we all strive for and want, just specifically in communities like this, right? So, and then you take people on a journey. And we'll talk about your special offer later, which you put so much into these programs, Crystal, and really guide people step by step on how to really do this. Because we start the journey here in this, you know, 90 minutes or whatever it is. And then if someone feels called for more, there's so much more. You know, this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Because it's not just about information. I can share wonderful teachings and information with you, but we have to bring it down into the practical. And that's what I've really found. For me, again, my practical side is let's actually organize this as a path. Do this first, do that second, do that third. Create a beautiful structure for you to flow down, right? But within your flow, you're guided, you're directed, you're given feedback. And I think that's so what we need. I wish at my point of awakening that I actually had someone that would interpret what I was doing and to scan for me and tell me, how accurate am I? You know, like, am I 50% accurate with that reading or am I, you know, 96% accurate with that reading? And that's one of the things that I now offer. I mean, it's my whole life. You know, it's why I do this. And it's an everyday state of being. It's not just something I do. It is my being. And that's what I want for everybody to become.
Right.
To become their higher self.
Yes. Yes, you definitely are. This is who you are and what you share is one and the same. I mean, this is you always. This is your mission, your dedication. And you are always so light and beautiful in sharing this information with such joy and passion. And it's always fascinating to listen to you when we start taking callers. And so is there anything else that you want to cover, Crystal, before we start taking some callers?
No,
anything
I think
that feels
we can
significant?
Go in.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I think we can go in now and just check to see, check the light body. See that flow of energy and see where that persona or that mindset or that pattern might be tripping someone up, you know, and not letting it come through. Right?
Yeah. And I want to encourage those of you that I call on, if you could just say your name and ask the question, that way we can move through as many as we can. That would be so wonderful. So the question to ask is, how does my light body flow energy and what's blocking it? Is that accurate, Crystal? Is that okay? Okay.
Yeah.
And that way we can just flow and let you do your thing. And, okay. All right. I'm going to go to our first caller. I'm going to area code 541. You're live with us, 541.
Hi. My name is Rochelle, and how does my light body flow energy and what is blocking it?
Perfect.
Yeah,
Rochelle.
Absolutely. Yeah, thank you. Boom, right there. Okay,
right.
So just what I'm doing is I'm tuning in with your higher self. I'm going to see this holographically, which means I see all the layers simultaneously. And what I see is that you actually have a lot of vertical energy coming through, but you're also horizontal, and it's kind of trapped right now at the power center. And there's a struggle going on in the power center between the part of you that is willing and the part of you that's still unwilling. And the aspect of you that's unwilling has this energy of doubt. So when we've got that doubt in the power center for you, it's a withhold, right? It's like, I want to say to you, come on, come out, wherever you are, like bring your brilliance. But the withholding is due to the projection of fear. What's going to happen if I do step out? What's going to happen if I actually take this information that's been downloaded to me and I give it to the world? Are they going to receive it? And that's a valid fear, but it's only because that persona is holding that consciousness and making it real, right? Mm-hmm. So you're in what we would call a double bind. Now, I'm going to check to see when that was created. So it was created before birth, and it's a genealogical issue on your mom's side. And we're looking at seven generations back. So that's when the pattern of, you know, you should be cautious. Don't give it out. Don't share yourself because it's dangerous, right? Some kind of danger in there. So you as the vertical and horizontal, we've got to work on opening that channel at the power center so the horizontal can access the light. And then that means that you're going to actualize it in the world by sharing it, right? Sharing that information with others.
Okay. I kind of, in a way, asked for the slowdown because I wanted to find my purpose, and it's been almost a year, and I'm still just like waiting.
Yeah, that's not the way it works. You don't wait to find your purpose, honey. You flow light. You become the embodiment of your higher self, and what happens in the natural, organic progression of that and in the practice of it, then what happens is you start to understand more of your archetypal nature. Right? Like, are you a healer? Are you a channel? Are you a caretaker? Are you, you know, who are you? And what happens is in the maturity of that, as you go down the path, then the guidance starts coming in of how to use it. Think of it like this. We don't want to put you out there until the fruit is ripe, but we don't want you stopping the ripening process.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Rochelle.
Thank you.
All right. So, Crystal, just so we're clear, when you're talking about the vertical and horizontal, can you explain that just a little bit more?
Sure. Yeah. So it's, think of it like a holographic structure, right? You literally have a vertical column that flows through your body. It's an energetic structure. And so again, when I was asked to, you know, how does someone intuit? Well, that's light flowing through your energetic structures, right? And we always look at the energetic structures again as the aura and the chakras. But within your light body, you've got so much more. And so you have the vertical. And again, this is symbolic of how you relate to the divine and relate to the world. So our vertical column, we can look at that and we can go, wow, the vertical column is supposed to be from up above your head all the way down and go into the earth. When I see a vertical column that has gone into the earth, what that mm-hmm. tells me is that that person has actualized their purpose in this cycle. Right. And so I look at that and I go, wow, good job. You know, you've done it. Mm-hmm. You've brought the information down and you've actualized it. It's a completion of a project. Right. It's that you've gotten to a certain place. And mm-hmm. then what we see with the horizontal is like a column and it builds out from the power center, the third chakra, and it comes out horizontally perpendicular to the vertical. Right. And that's symbolic of relating to the world and bringing your information all the way out. And how many people are we touching? Right. How many people? So the horizontals are the ones that are supposed to be messengers. They're carrying the message. They're getting it to the people. Right. So I always mm-hmm. say, like, Carrie, you're one of my horizontals. right? And on this platform, when I come and I do an interview, are you not my horizontal? You're helping me get my message. As a vertical, I've got these downloads. I've got all this information. What do I do with it? How do I get it out there? Mm-hmm. I connect with a horizontal. And you're my horizontal. And you're
yes.
like, Crystal, come and share. And when I'm
right.
on the platform, I'm a vertical and a horizontal, right? Because I'm downloading information for each person
mm-hmm.
when I do the intuitive reading. But aren't I also giving and teaching
yes.
as we go? Yes.
Yeah.
And Carrie, you're also a vertical and horizontal. You just said you downloaded information when you were writing. And then don't you also share
mm-hmm.
and teach and create
yeah.
the platform? So
mm-hmm.
you're a vertical and horizontal as well who's actualized it. But there's verticals out there that have not actualized. And there's verticals and horizontals that have not actualized. And there's horizontals that have not actualized. And so that's
mm-hmm.
what we look at. How are you meant to flow? Think of it like a personality, an intuitive personality that you have. And that's a big part of someone becoming their higher self and then being able to know what
mm-hmm.
to do with the message.
Right.
And if,
I got
like
it.
I said, if it's someone who is a vertical, they need to be matched up with a horizontal to actually bring it into fruition. And they're out there trying. You know, they're like, I created my Facebook group and no one showed up because you're a vertical. You know, like you need to be matched up and paired up with a horizontal to help you take your message out. Right? So
okay,
that's just one
yes.
example.
Got
mm-hmm.
it. So when you're having people ask, how does my light body flow energy? The response
yeah.
is either vertical or horizontal, or in some cases, both. Right.
Exactly.
Right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's have some more fun with people.
Yeah.
Okay. Next caller is area code 317. 317. You're live.
Hi. My name is Sherry. And I'd like
Hi.
To know, how does my light body flow energy and what is blocking
mm-hmm.
it? Thank
Wonderful,
yeah,
Sherry.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Yeah. So one of the things that we see is that you're actually highly clairgnostic, right? You are someone that knows information, and then there's a deep part of you that likes to research and have the backing of that, right? Like you want to be able to trust what you know. And so that energy is coming in, and it's coming in the vertical column. And when that energy comes in the vertical column, it gets to the throat chakra. And what happens in your past is that you've had a deep knowing and a feeling that it's true, and you offer that up, and people have rejected that, right? They've turned against you. And it's almost like they say to you, well, who are you to give me that information? Or, you know, and it's on them because they don't want to experience that truth because sometimes it's sharp to them. It's sharp to their ego, right? So for you, we want to work on the throat chakra. And again, it's so important for you with the vertical and the horizontal coming through is that you can't give information to someone that's not requesting it of you. Okay, so for you to embody your higher self, we have to put you in a situation where we have people recognizing your brilliance, recognizing your truth, right? And then them coming to you and saying, oh, please, would you offer this up to me? I need this from you, right? So we've got to support the healing of that so that you're not getting yourself into these crazy situations where people are rejecting you, or there's a backlash from you speaking your truth, right?
Mm. Okay.
Okay.
All
so
right.
let me tell you when that
All
was
right.
created, just that in that throat chakra. So that's before birth.
Okay.
That's a past life experience, three past lives ago. Okay.
Okay.
All yeah.
right. Okay. Well,
Thank
then I need
you.
To do some throat chakra clearing.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly. Good All right. job.
Thank you, Sherry.
Bye. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
All right. So, Crystal, just so whoever I call on or whoever's listening is aware, so you're kind of opening this door for them today with these
mm-hmm.
readings, and we're going to talk
mm-hmm.
about in your offer what to do next. You know, it's like, okay.
Yes.
So, there's much more. So I know that we can only do so much here on these mini little readings, but it's just an opportunity to begin this process. Right, Crystal?
Yeah. I mean, you know, everybody has this unique energetic constitution, and they need to know about it, right? First thing is we need to know about our specific energetic constitution. It's just like take if you had a specific way that you were supposed to eat, because maybe like with the doshas, you know, like in Ayurveda, you know, are you a kapha? Are you a pitta? Are you a vata? Right? And if you're a vata, you can't eat the way that the pitta eats. Right? There's certain things, like I can't eat nightshades, right? I'm not supposed to touch nightshades, right? Everyone has a certain energetic constitution, and we have to allow the light and energy to move through us to ignite the light codes within our body so that we are expressing and functioning at that optimal level. And there's specific ways that we have to observe our nature in the way that we're going against our truth, right? Because what it means to really flow that light is that these light codes are keys to unlocking that sacred interior, those sacred interior passageways that gain a person access to that cosmic energy, right? And you access the light codes from that sacred innermost of the heart. And that's there's a specific way to access this, right? So this all is a part of it. We have to go deeper. We have to understand our energetic constitution. We have to understand where to access the essence of our soul in relationship with the divine triad, right? Divine mother and divine father. And we also need to understand the cycles. Like you heard me say, look, we don't want to put you out into the world until the fruit is ripe. Well, how do we know when the fruit is ripe and when it isn't? Because our heart is yearning. Our heart is saying, come on, I want to know my purpose. Let me get out there. Let me do something. But the heart is saying, look, you're in a natural rhythm. You're not meant to be doing that yet. You've got to understand certain things before you're going to be potent. You have to know where to go to access the information so that's real truth, not just something that your lower self made up or not just something that you're parroting from somebody else that you learned. We want you to access the unique or original information from your soul. Right? And so many people, it's like they take a course, they take another course, they take another course, and they keep going down this course as a seeker. But they never take the time to learn, where am I supposed to really go for me? How am I supposed to really flow that information and light? And to get my original information, my messages, my expression, right? And how that expression is supposed to be delivered. Each one of us has cycles to our ascension. And when you think about it, it's like the cycles of nature, right? So look where we are. Imagine us, you know, we're at this place where we've dropped off our leaves. If we're a tree, we've dropped our leaves. And in dropping the leaves, we're like, wait, I don't want to drop the leaves. I love my leaves. I don't want to transform. No, I don't want to let go of the things I need to let go of to grow into my next phase, right? So there's that resistance of dropping off the old. But the trees, what do? They're like, yay, I'm going to drop these leaves, and they're so beautiful, and they're going to actually drop, and then they're going to decay, and guess what? That's going to feed my roots, and then I'm going to take those, you know, that energy, and I'm going to supply my roots, and I'm gonna grow, right? Mm-hmm. But for a time, we have to be dormant, don't we? For a time, we have to be dormant. And all of us, most of us, we hate the dormancy cycle because that's when we have life issues come up. That's when we test our patience. We test our, you know, our psyche. Like, ooh, how well am I really evolved? Like, you know, like, what's going on? Because we don't want to go into the dormancy, but the dormancy allows us to go inside and to gain our lessons. And then we use that as fuel to fuel us from the roots. And then we start to, what do? We start to grow, right? Like if I look out here to my pine trees, they've got little tiny fingernails. Like it looks like these little tiny bright green fingernails that are coming out, right? But like the branches are growing more, right? And so it's like all this new growth popping up. And that's what happens with us. We have to go through the cycles. And if we try to push through a dormancy cycle and we're trying to create and launch something through a dormancy cycle, it's not going to succeed. And then you're going to beat yourself up. So you also need to know your cycle that you're in. If you're meant to be in dormancy, you're meant to be in dormancy. If you're meant to be in that cycle where you're expressing and you're in that, literally like in that brilliant light expressive, I'm meant to be seen by people. Perfect. If you're in that place where you're coming out of dormancy and it's like, ooh, now I need to put all my lessons into something. I need to create something, right? Mm-hmm. Then that's great. But if you're fighting against it, if you're going against your natural rhythm, that's tough. Because some of you are in dormancy cycles right now and you're not acknowledging it and accepting it. You're fighting against it. And I've been there. And you're trying to push because guess what? The masculine pushes. The masculine makes you think you should always be on and always be going. And then you fail and then you're like, something's wrong with me. And it's not the truth. It's not that something's wrong with you. It's that we've got to adjust you and have you know what cycle you're in, and we have to align you with that. And so this is the path, right? This is what I've discovered. This is all needed. It's necessary. But I can show you what those cycles are and help you, you know, I can scan to help you know where you're at and when that next cycle is coming. And again, your constitution and what you can do about it. And that's what we're doing in our Awaken to Your Higher Self. That's what we're doing here.
There's so much involved in all of your programs. And then, of course, a private session with you is very revealing. You're really able to get into all of the information that you're just talking about. But I want to go ahead and get to a few more callers, then we'll talk about the program, and then I'll go to the webcast because I know a lot of you wrote in that way. So next caller is, let's see, area code 801. You're live, 801.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. My name
is
Deborah, and Deborah.
Hi, Deborah.
And I'm wondering, what direction does my light body energy flow?
Okay. You have a lot of horizontal energy that wants to come out. The vertical is struggling from the power center down, right? It actually wants to create something and bring it to the earth, right? Bring it to this planet. And it wants to get it out. And what I can see for you is that vibrationally there's a desire for you as well, but there's almost like a veil covering over that where you don't know the how of it. It's not that you don't feel capable. You don't know the how of it. Is that right? How do I do that?
That's very right.
Yeah. So this is specifically for you. This is what we're revealing for you today is like, oh my gosh, I didn't know that I didn't know that. And that's the key piece to the how. Right. And so what I can tell you is when we look at the energy not coming down, it's not coming fully from that sacral chakra. And even like I said, right at the belly button down, that's the center. That's the Hara center. Right. The creativity is in there, but it keeps like swishing around like it's in a washing machine. Right? What do we do with it? How do we get it out? How do we get from point A to point B? How do you really express that in the way that the divine wants to express it through you? And the delivery of that, what's the delivery of that specifically, right? And so your horizontal is waiting for that answer. And when the horizontal is waiting, so for you, your horizontal is about 2 feet from your body. So it's built out. You've done one level of expressing something, right, in your life, like whatever your job has been, whatever your intelligence is, it's strong. And there's conviction behind it. And there's determination, okay? But what we can see is that the not knowing how is a pretending, right? It's a pretending. It's like a persona has kept you in the not knowing. And it's kind of evil, right? It doesn't feel good. It's like it's just right there, but how come I can't grasp it? But the persona is all about survival. And when we look at that for you, it's this deeper fear of what's going to happen once you do become successful. So it's a greater fear of success, okay? And I mean, I'm talking like some kind of annihilation or some kind of takedown, right? Where if you bring that information out, there's going to be something harmful happen to you, okay? Mm. But it's a past life. It's not real. And you wouldn't even, you know, it's like it's not even conscious for you. But that's what it is. So let me see how many past lives ago we're looking at is 23 past lives ago.
Fascinating. Deborah, there's some info for you.
Yeah, I'm just wondering. So what you just said was that the way to clear it is to stop believing in it, right? Even though it's subconscious.
Yeah,
I'm just wondering how to clear it. It's just like almost like a dam ready to break.
I understand. That's why I created Awaken to Your Higher Self. You have to know. Thousands of people have gone through Awaken to Your Higher Self. This isn't something new I just created. This is a path. And I want you to understand that there's personas. The way to shift these aspects, they're aspects of you. So think about this belief, this perspective that you're holding in your mind. But that belief actually is animated by a persona, right? Like it's a part of you that has you do habitual things. It has you think in certain ways. We have to look at that persona and we've got to transform that persona, right? On all levels. And we have to then reprogram that. And so that's what we're going to do in Awaken to Your Higher Self, okay? But that's the way to do it, all right?
Did you say that it was at the sacral level?
Yeah, yeah. And it's right there at the soul center, right? So we have, and we'll talk a little bit about that, but in the program, we actually have to have you aligned. We've got to have the alignment there. And your alignment is off to the right. And the sacral chakra is not taking from the reservoir that lives there at that that soul center. It's just swishing it around. It doesn't know how. It doesn't know what it's going to create and how to get it out there. So that's the excuse that persona uses. Okay.
That is interesting. So much to explore, Deborah.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yes, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
All right. Blessings, Deborah. Okay, Crystal, before we go any further, let's go ahead and talk about Awaken to Your Higher Self. You're also offering a private session with you. Both of these offers can be found at straighttalkforthesoul.com. Click on our marketplace link at the top of the page, and then you'll see Crystal's beautiful smiling face. Click on her picture, and there are these two offers. Offer A is what Crystal has been referring to, and that's the Awaken to Your Higher Self program. Crystal, what's in it? There's a lot in it, as always.
You know, I think more importantly than what's in it is what comes out of you going through it, right? I mean, that's really what we want to know is, again, this is a journey and a path. And I want everyone to understand just from my perspective, because of what I've been through, I lay out this path for you, right? And you can trust me. You can trust me that I can observe your energy all along the way. So this is really a program that is a path for your soul to not only help you clear the density, but teach you about getting to that place, which is a very ancient sacred space. It's not something I made up. It's not something I found. This is something that has been known for thousands of years, that this is the ancient place within ourselves. And we actually will be taking you there so that you know how to access the cosmic essence and start to draw that in. But it's also the sanctuary that allows you to feel the essence of Divine Mother and Divine Father there holding you, guiding you, your guides, your angelic guides as well. So the path is really one in which we are working together weekly, and we have our empowerment sessions where I'm teaching and training you. And then we also have our energy labs. And in the energy labs, this is the time where you can say, wow, Crystal, I did that exercise. Can you check? How well did I do it? Did my energy respond? What do I need to look at? Is there something I need to shift? Is there anything in addition that I missed? And I can tune in and I can help you right then and there make the adjustments, right? So this is intimate, right? This is intimate. And so I'm going to be sharing in those empowerment sessions, I'm going to be sharing about the phases of evolution, just what I talked about. Where are you? What phase are you in? Where are you going next? What should you be focusing on right now? And the cycles, you know, you come to these initiations and there's major initiations in your life. And the major initiations are like 20, 30, 40, 50 year olds, right? Like, and all the way through. And so just like when you asked me, Carrie, about, you know, when did I have the awakening? When I was 30 years old, my major initiation, there's no way I could have stayed in that marriage. Why? Because it was an initiation into me becoming my higher self and learning about my gifts specifically and going down the path of understanding and trusting, being able to trust myself. The way that we build self-trust rather than having doubt about our intuition is we build self-trust through understanding how to perceive our own energy and the strength and the ability we have to move energy in our body, to recognize the energy as it comes through, to know if it is from our higher self or if it's from a persona, right? Because some of you on the call, you're like, well, how do I know if it's my higher self voice? Well, we know that because we check to see if it is a persona. If it's a persona, it has to say so. If it's your lower self, it has to tell you it is. And so then we can start to say, ooh, well, let's work out the personas and clear those so that you can actually come into that state of wholeness and awareness. So you learn about your initiation cycle. And then we start to activate the soul centers. We really want to see if we begin to have you vibrating energetically and engaging your body in a vibrationally open way, then you're actually going to be able to upgrade your intuitive nature organically, right? You're not trying to do something. You're not manufacturing a way of doing something. You're not an imposter, right? You're actually embodying your higher self consciousness. And so when we look at that, we have to activate that heart space to bring the healing to your timeline, those timeline infractions, the pain, the hurt, the ancestral patterns, the paradigms, right? What's in conflict with your flow? And so we bring in and have you feel the prosperity and being in the flow of light. That brings the abundance. That brings your self-confidence, your trust. And the vital energies start to inspire your feelings of worthiness. When you see the results of feeling worthy, you start to actualize them in reality, claiming your gifts along the way. That's what we're doing in this. We start to take you down that path. So it literally
that's
is three
it?
Weeks.
That's all you're doing?
That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing. So it's 3 weeks of going down that. And then here's what I love after that. Okay. So if that wasn't enough to really get you into that heart power, that one purpose, moving in the heart, illuminating your being, recognizing your own personas, right? So that you can actually have the power. Then what we're going to do is we're going to really go deep into the energy labs that are specifically around managing your energy, around practices and exercises to free you up so that you know when you're flowing your intuition, how you're flowing it, right? I mean, these are goals. The exercises in that second part, which is the energy management mastery, it really should have been called like learn how to flow your intuition, right? Like learn about intuition. But that's where I'm going to take you through an experience and you're going to say, oh my gosh, I actually felt that, or I saw that, or I sensed that, Crystal. I've never sensed that before. And oh, that's what that means. Hmm. And so if you've tried to be intuitive, but you didn't know how successful you were at it and you didn't quite understand what you were doing in the moment, that's what the second part's going to be. And that's going to be 3 live energy labs with me. And so I'm literally going to give you feedback on the spot and adjust your energy on the spot. Right? So if you do one of those exercises and you only manage to, let's say, get 78% of what you needed to get, I'm going to help you adjust it to get you to that 100%. And that's specifically about intuition. This is where you're going to engage with your ability to channel truth as light. Light is truth. And what we have to do is we have to support you in understanding the exercises that increase your capacity to channel light as truth. That's where you get the certainty, the specificity, and the clarity. That increases your accuracy as an intuitive. And then you can see there that there's other systems that I've created that are literally like 6-part programs within themselves. And I want you to know that these are base level foundational programs that I'm including in here that are necessary. It's what I feel you need to know before we even start. Right? Because if I get you on these calls and I'm referring to something and, you know, it's like, I don't even know what that means when you say that, right?
Right.
You
so,
need to understand.
Let's clarify.
Yeah.
Crystal, so that, because there's a lot here. So before the live orientation and the 3 live empowerment sessions, the 3 live intuitive reading sessions, all of that, there is this info that they can start on. Is that the energetic management system? And then the emotional security system?
Yes.
These are things that they can begin listening to and diving into right away. Is that
right?
Accurate?
Away.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's good because you've got, you know, you've got videos, you've got audios, you're gonna hear me actually working with people. I'm taking you through really simple, easy processes, but these are foundational, right? So you're going to be up-leveled just straight away. And then when we get on the calls, that's when you're going to be able to literally work with me personally on the call. Not that you have to, but I will definitely encourage you to, because I'm going to work with your energy right on the calls. And then you can ask me questions as well. We have the Q&As and we've got those energy labs. So I'm literally gifting you everything you need to literally bring the energy down and through your body and to understand what that means when I say it. It's not just, woo, become your higher self. This is everything you need to understand, to know, so that we can get that consciousness flowing and that light flowing through your body. Okay.
Wow. Comprehensive for sure.
Yeah.
It's like, well, everything that you offer is, you really put your whole heart and soul in everything that you have learned, which is, you know, to allow this embodiment of the higher self to happen. So, amazing program, and I encourage all of you to go through and really look at this page so you can see everything that is included in that's offer A. And offer B is all of that, the whole Awaken to Your Higher Self package, plus a private session with you, Crystal. That's where they can find out, you know, are you clairvoyant, clairaudient, clairsentient? Are you an animal communicator, an angel communicator?
Mm-hmm.
There's so much that can go on, but you're able to really get in there and let them know some very personal information.
This is an intuitive assessment. So you've heard me a little bit on the call today, just read the vertical and horizontal. But again, that's one piece of it. Like I had said, we need to actually see which clair is first for you. Or are you an extrasensory intuitive? Do you have, you know, the clairs working, you know, one right after the other, but very closely? Do you have two clairs that are married to each other? And, you know, you've been separating them because of whatever kind of persona or pattern. And now we need to heal that. There might be gifts that you've had from past lives that you don't even know about. And so in the special gifts part of the intuitive assessment, that's where we would be able to share some of those special gifts. Are you an animal communicator, and how? Are you connecting to the animal from your third eye? Are you connecting from your heart? Like, in what way do you connect? It's a very thorough, very fast reading that I do that's recorded. And, I mean, this is a game changer. I have people actually come back year after year to get an upgrade of their intuitive assessment, because as they start to go down the path, they start to grow, and they want just little tweaks and adjustments, and they want to see how well they did. You know, also I'm going to be reading, like, which archangels are yours to connect with? Which angels are you to be working with, the elementals in the fairy realm? All of this is going to come through. You've got it recorded for you, and you can listen to it over and over. And also, of course, I'm not going to give you anything without sharing with you, okay, what's in the way of you doing that? Because you know me, I'm very practical, and I'm going to be reading, like, what's not allowing you to open that gate, right? Your animal communication gateway, your angelic communication gateway. And I need to see, you know, how open is it? Like, mediumship. Maybe you're a medium and you're having problems because you just see people that have crossed over. You've got people invading your space. Well, maybe your gateway is too open and you don't know how to actually work with the guides to help you with your gateway, right? And that's what I know. These are the things that I know that you can learn from me, that I can help you with. And it goes hand in hand with you becoming your higher self and living your greater purpose.
Beautiful. I love everything you do, everything you share, and you do it with such joy and passion and conviction, because you live it. So for those of you who are feeling called to explore this, it's a wonderful opportunity. So, and you can dive right in. There's so much to get into right away. Okay. I know a lot of you wrote into the webcast, so I want to take a few of, your questions so we can do some readings for you. All right. Crystal, are you ready for that?
Sure.
You're always ready. Okay, let's see. Mary from Port Chester said, "Hi, Carrie and Crystal. Thank you for the most practical, logical, down-to-earth explanation of all of this process, the higher self and horizontal vertical energy flow it's that I've ever heard. Wow, maybe I'll actually get it now." Okay. And then she was talking about the dormant stages. There's a lot that she really appreciated. So she is asking, how does my light body flow energy, and what is blocking it? Mary, Port Chester.
Yeah. Okay. So this is your vertical and horizontal. And what we see with the vertical column is it cuts in at the throat. So there's a little bit of unworthiness there at the throat chakra. And when I look at that, I'm tracing that back. It's a past life experience. It goes 13 past lives ago. And this unworthiness was because someone in that past life really started cutting you down. Like when you would actually express, you were coming from an innocent place, right? You just have this innocence about you of like, this is the truth. And, you know, you, this is an offering, but they actually started questioning your worth. And they were very dominant and actually very aggressive because it was a control type situation in which they didn't want your wisdom being greater than theirs. Okay, so that's where you're going to go, and that's going to help your vertical column after you heal this really help to flow that energy all the way down into the heart and then again down into the earth to actualize it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Mary, thank you. Hopefully you heard that. Would love to hear back from you. Carla from San Antonio said, how does the vertical and horizontal relate to the plasmic and light bodies and to being a receiver and transmitter? And then No, go ahead.
So what we would look at here is receiver versus transmitter. Think about with the telepathic communication, we have these gateways and they're connected to the greater grid, or some people will call it the matrix. But there's these points where we actually have that telepathic apparatus, or where we have the little device within our light body that allows that energy to be amplified. The vertical people or personality is actually going to be the receiver type of personality, right? That's the receiver. You have an apparatus built in within you as the light body that helps you draw the cosmic information down or drawing the elemental energy up, right? So the vertical column, we always kind of see it from the top down, but it's actually from the bottom up as well, where you could feel ungrounded or disconnected. But that's the receiver. The horizontal would be more of the transmitter, right? So the horizontal can be the transmitter of the information and vibration, but some of you are receivers and transmitters. So you're engaging with the greater matrix, with your light body in that way, right? I make assessments of space. I know what I'm receiving, and I know when or when I shouldn't transmit that light. Hopefully that helps.
Mm-hmm. So how does she receive the information? She did ask.
Yeah, she is a vertical and horizontal as well. One of the things that we see is that there's been a pattern of intimidation, right? It's a downplaying of how impactful your information can be on someone. The intimidation is at your third eye chakra, and we're looking at that came as a past life 21 past lives ago.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Callie in New York said, wow, I got it. I'm in dormancy.
Oh,
I get it now. She
at
said,
least you know, right?
Right.
Yeah.
She said, Callie did say, may I still ask, how does my light body flow energy? Thank you so much. This is so insightful.
Yeah, right now you are all about the vertical. And remember, this is a personality, and you can be a vertical now in the cycle you're in, but also that expertise of being a vertical then can pop out in the next phase. Your horizontal can build out. So what I see for you right now is that there's a bit of feeling of powerlessness, maybe a little discouragement, hopelessness around that. It's in the power center, but you're meant to be really bringing information light down and learning how to bring it into the body. And then what's going to happen is over probably within, oh, I would have to say, you know, maybe within the next 6 months to 8 months, that horizontal is going to start to like tug at you like, hey, we want to actually put this into something, and then let that start to flow through the horizontal. Okay.
Wow. Yes. I hope you heard that. Thank you, Crystal.
Yeah.
Let's see. Anne in Vancouver. Hi, Carrie and Crystal. Thank you. Would love to know how my light body is flowing and what's blocking. Much love and light. And right back to you, Anne.
Yeah, Yeah, love and light for sure.
Yes.
Okay, always receive that. Always receive that. Okay, so you're clairsentient. You're an empath, and you flow a lot of energy horizontally within your body. You are meant to take what you're perceiving and to share with people. And you're also meant to put that into something like a program or, you know, teaching. But what we have for you is that there's nervous energy, scared, worried energy, kind of frightened energy, because of this experience of being taken over. Like, am I going to be taken over by all this energy if I bring it to the world? Okay. So it's a fear of being consumed by it. Right? And so again, that's at your third chakra. And let's see when that was created. Before birth, and it was in the womb, 3 weeks in the womb is when that fear of being taken over by someone else's energy or consumed by others' energy came in.
Okay. And there you go. Much love to you. We'll do one more. Let's see. Jackie from Spokane said, I had never thought of using intuition to access my higher self. It makes so much sense.
Mm.
How does my light body flow and where is it blocked? Your offer looks wonderful.
Aw, thank you. Okay. So we're looking at uncertainty and distrust, and that's coming into the crown and the third eye. So it's right there. And what's happening is you have a lot of information that comes in. There's a lot of light, you know, and I don't say that lightly, right? There's a lot of light, but it's pooling. It's pooling up in the crown. It's like, bring that down and really to allow your high heart, which is one of the, you know, the centers that we've got, that we're going to be working with. We've got to bring it down to the heart because that helps you, again, build up the sense of trust. You guys, you all need to know what you're doing when you're doing it. If you don't know what you're doing when you're doing it, how can you trust yourself, right? Mm-hmm. I'm going to teach you, you know, this is what you're doing when you do that, right? Like there's so many energy healers that still, they've been doing healing work for a long time, but if I ask them, well, what do you think you're doing when you do that? They still don't know, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what I want you to know is for you, this uncertainty and this distrust is preventing the reservoir of light of consciousness where you're using your discernment, right? We all need to be, if we are working with our higher self consciousness, we are able to discern what, when, how, with whom, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's preventing you from knowing that. And this is a protective mechanism, and it's from, let's see, this lifetime. So there's some kind of protective mechanism. You're trying to protect your heart, right? And let's see when that one was created at 7 years old in this lifetime.
Hmm. Wonderful. I'd like to do one more just to include a male, if that's okay.
Sure.
Okay, Francois from Montreal said, I'd love a reading. I had headaches and neck pain almost constantly this last month.
Mm.
Can you see what's going on? Much love and gratitude to you both. Francois.
Yeah, yeah. So just connecting in and taking a look, you know, with your higher self showing me is that you definitely have information coming down and into you. It looks like these tiny little codes of light that are coming down, and the blockage is at your throat. And what's happening is that there's some experience that you've had of criticism. And so this criticism caused you to alienate yourself, and then it had you feeling this feeling of despair. Now, what I can tell you is you've got a great mission, which means you're meant to be working globally and you're meant to be working with groups of people. So the greater mission is about your influence. But if we don't bring that energy down, we can't bring it through vertically, which isn't going to trigger the horizontal. It's going to be difficult for you to fulfill on the purpose, right? Now, let's see when this was, this criticism. Okay, so this was a past life. 6 past lives ago is when that happened.
Okay. Francois, there you go. I hope you heard that. Well, Crystal, it's always I mean, there's so many people that have written in, and I want to thank all of you who raised your hands and wrote in, and just for being here with us. A lot of praise for you, Crystal, and your work.
Aw, thank you so much.
Yes, and as we start to wrap up, Crystal, anything, if someone is kind of on the fence, they're kind of like, I'm feeling this, I'm not sure, anything else you want to share about the program that might help someone make the decision if this is right for them?
Well, I think what this is offering is direct support. If you have felt like you really needed nurturing, you needed support, you needed somebody that can actually see, right, that's going to tune into your higher self, this isn't about me, it's about you. And it's about you getting the messages from your own higher self, and I can support you with that until you can do it. Right? So I'm here to support your progression, your evolution, and really to take you by the hand. So this is for people who want to know, want to learn and grow, but also have that direct, loving, nurturing, conscious feedback and support to shift right on the spot. Right? That's who this is for. So I would encourage those of you that resonate with what I just said, those are the things that I'm going to be doing with you, and you're going to love it. You're going to love being on there with me, and you're going to love your intuitive assessment, because it's like the light turns on. Like, oh my goodness, this is really who I am, and it gives you the strength and the courage to say yes to your path. Many of you are hiding out. You want to be your higher self. You want to have your intuition working for you. But there's still those underlying deep fears that are unconscious patterns from personas that are keeping you from fulfilling on that. And so you need someone that has a beautiful, loving, masculine, supportive structure, but also that has that feminine energy that can guide and lead you and nurture you. So that's who I hope to be for you, and that's what this program's about.
And you make it fun. You make it very fun. So, and like you said, it's a perfect blend and balance of the masculine and feminine. There's the structure and the organization and the flow and the support and the nurturing. So it's a beautiful opportunity for those of you who feel like saying yes. Say yes. Crystal, my dear, thank you for being here and lighting up our sacred circle today. Love having you here. Anytime.
Thank you.
All the time.
Oh, thank you so much. And everyone, sending you so much love and so much light from my heart. Thank you.
Thank you, Crystal. And to everybody who's joined us, thank you for the gift of your time, your readiness, your openness, your presence, your love today. It's a gift to have you with us. And as we bring the show to a close, acknowledge this invitation to really begin connecting with your higher self so those intuitive gifts of yours can really come to life and ignite. Now's the time to receive support and experience yourself as this beautiful pillar of light and this beacon of love and this instrument of creativity and purity and grace and peace. You have so much to offer, and there's so much support for you. So remember that you are brilliant and you are resilient and you are dearly loved, and you're not alone. Remember that. So thank you for joining us on this soulful adventure today. I am sending rainbow waves of grace and glory and gratitude from my heart to yours. May you feel it, receive it, and offer it to those you encounter today or tonight, wherever you happen to be in the world. And as always, until next time, please give yourself full permission to shine instead of shrink, express instead of suppress, and own that amazing, powerful glow of yours. I'll see you back here on this playground of light next time. Bye, everyone.